nothing. It's like, oh, we kissed a little bit, but that's where it ended. Then we went back to the bass lesson.
Is that the guy with the huge hammer?
No, that guy closed the deal 99% of the time. Sometimes before I even got in the back of the bus, in the hallway, the bunk area in the bus, I'd walk in the bunk area to go get a change of clothes or whatever. And there he is doing it. I'm like, oh, hey, oh, great. You know, the back lounge is like 2 feet.
Yeah.
2 more feet.
Sarah, looking good tonight.
Yeah. Genetically.
All the time I jump into this.
And like, I'd just like to point out that it's been like less than 5 minutes and Lachlan's already talking cock.
Yeah. Cock talk with Locke. I think that should be the first feature. We're actually live right now. Welcome to the Dean Blundell Show. My name is Dean. It's the Tuesday roundtable. We like to bring people in and shoot the shit because it's way easier to do it with more people than one person. And I fucking hate doing this stuff on my own. Anyway, we're live at Zoom. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Twitter. You can go to deanblundell.com. You can watch it there as well. Joining us for the roundtable today, James D. Fiore from blackballmedia.ca, Darren Pfeiffer from the Dangerous Darren Show on Adobe Radio and deanblundell.com, one of the hosts of Kids on the Escalator, Brenton on Tour, as you can see. Brent Donnelly, ladies and gentlemen, VP of Growth here at deanblundell.com. He's a VP of Growth.
Use that.
He's the VP of Fluffage. Lachlan Cross, Morning Guide, 95.7 Cruise FM in Edmonton, who's just back from a weekend sex trip that didn't go well. And Chris Bodden, Big Chris, who does mornings in Barrie with our lovely Mel. And he's on a juice cleanse.
Yep.
Which yeah. I've done them. I get them.
Yeah.
I don't get it unless you're going to continue to live a healthy lifestyle. But that's just me.
That's the idea.
How you feeling?
Healthy lifestyle. I'm feeling good, actually. This is weird because I haven't eaten since Sunday. And even then I've been eating clean, like nothing but quinoa and vegetables since Friday.
Right.
But I had a massive shit today, like a big log, like a huge one. Like, I don't know where that came from. That was in me for like 4 days.
Let's show a pic.
You know what? I didn't take a picture. I should have. I should have known this crowd. I would have screamed and everything. Yeah.
If you're cresting
water, that's a pic.
There isn't one person on this call that you could slide that picture into their text and they'd go, that's disgusting. Every one of us would go, really? Well, that's incredible. Congratulations. How did you do that? What did you
work? That's not true.
How did you get that out of you? Sure it is, James. Everybody wants to know how other people poop.
I would throw up all over my phone. It would be awful. It would still be better than the picture.
Dude, don't
you tell a quick? Can I tell a quick shit story?
Of course.
Okay, so I was at a friend's place. This is years ago, and we drank all night Saturday night. It was one of those parties, too, where you wake up the next morning and all the bread's gone. And
one of those parties. I've never fucking been to that party where the bread's gone in the morning.
Yeah. The bread gone party.
Must be
the
an
fuck
Alberta
do you
thing.
Do out in Alberta? Hey, it's gonna have a great night tonight. Gonna go get wasted and take everybody's fucking bread.
So, I mean, how was the party? It was excellent, except for the bread. We had no bread.
This guy says to us, he comes into the living room. We're all hungover, and he goes, guys, you gotta come in here. And we're like, no. He goes, no, you guys gotta come in here. And so we're all crowded in. There's like seven of us in the bathroom. And it's like this presentation. And we could have had music on. It was that epic. And the toilet bowl is shut. And he lifts the lid up. And there was a shit. It was about as big as my arm. And it had hammered itself into the hole and was sticking 4 inches out of the water.
Fourth hammer.
He goes, I don't know what to do with it.
You break it up. You gotta break it up and put it down the toilet. Everybody's had one of those, right?
Just in Alberta, Lachlan?
Yeah.
Was this in Alberta?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good advertisement for Alberta beef.
Oh, like you don't shit in BC. Everybody shits in every province. And everybody's had one of those ones where you looked at it and you're like, physics dictates that I need to take care of that before it goes down the hole.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen here. I'm saying that's a great advertisement for Alberta beef.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's good.
Yeah.
So are you?
It'll go like this, Brett. Are your shits weak? Do you envy other people's shits? Of course you do. Try Alberta beef
and have an Alberta shit.
Relating your product to feces has never been a loser in the ad game. I don't think.
No, it's been a pretty good one actually.
And when you're done,
James, to bring us back down to reality.
When you're done, eat some more bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have some bread.
Actual bread will turn to shit.
Are you sick of going to no bread parties? Of course you are.
So, Chris, how long have you been doing this cleanse for?
So Sunday night, so I last ate Sunday night. So all
what was your meal? What was your last meal?
It was vegetables and quinoa. So it was a stir fry of a mixture of red peppers and onions. And
then that's all you're eating now, or that was the last thing you physically ate? And you're just drinking berry water and
that's the last thing I physically ate on Sunday.
Yeah. Why are you doing this?
I'm trying to drop some lbs.
Okay.
Some pounds. All yeah.
Right. Well, good luck with that. Mm. Good luck with that.
Have you augmented this fucking nuclear disaster in your body with some exercise?
No, I don't do that.
That's okay. A good question.
No. So here's my story, guys. Like, I was 458 pounds. So
what?
I've been down the weight loss journey before, but I put like 40, 50 back on, and I'm like, I'm drawing the line there.
You were over 400?
Yeah, wow. Man. Yeah.
You were fucking so fat. That's really fat. 450 is like on 450. Because I've been like 310. That was as much as I've ever weighed. About 230 now. I'd like to get down to like 210 to be nice. But I don't have the same like I want to die feeling when I tie my shoes now that I've lost some weight. But that's you. Like, people don't realize when you're fat. Locke used to be fat. I think James used to be pretty fat too. He just lost a bunch of weight. Nice. Brenton used to be fat. Darren's never been fat.
What are you talking about?
What, you used to be a little bigger when you were drinking? You don't drink anymore. I've seen your pictures. No. You had a big puffy
face. I pushed 195, 196 at one point.
That's nothing.
Sure, but when you were 145 in grade 12, it is.
Oh, okay. Chris had a shit this weekend or today. That was
that's right.
The way down.
That's right.
So, Chris, I got a legitimate question. If you're at 450 and you're getting to whatever weight you were at, to 450 and then I got back down to a reasonable weight. When you got to 450, did your cock get bigger?
Oh yeah, dude, that's the best part. It's pretty much an inch per 20 pounds is about the ratio.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go grab some food. I'll be right back.
you gained 10 inches, is that what I'm gonna understand? Oh, no, if you lost 200 pounds
in the beginning, it was about an inch per 20 pounds, but then eventually it started to minimize. But yeah,
when did the inches stop? At what pound did the inches stop?
So if you gained 100 pounds, that's 5 full inches. Added
I'm to asking the question, inches. Darren.
Sorry, dude. Not
true. Darren's fascinated. No,
I'd be at 16 inches. That'd be I didn't
track. I didn't track it on a spreadsheet, guys. Like, I didn't, you know, but all I know is that I had a brand new dick at the end of it. Like,
that was the most subliminal way I've ever seen someone say they had a big cock ever in my life. Yo, I gained enough weight to gain 18 inches on my penis.
Yeah. But no, but it's not a big dick if you look at it. Like, because originally
it's the door handle on a barn. Thing,
yeah, originally
right?
Yeah. It was like a tree stump.
A roll of quarters.
Oh, it looked like a mushroom on a fur coat.
Yes. Yes. So it's just a normal dick now. I had to work to get there though.
Did you when you lost it, when you lost the weight and you started to see your penis again, what was your relationship status like at that point in time?
So my wife now had already dated me and moved in and said I love you to the old dick.
So it's true love.
It's true love right there, gents. She's
awesome. Good for you, Chris. Good for you.
Chris, you know that if you kept going and did blackface, you would have been the guy in the wood meme.
Yes, maybe.
Chris, how much did you lose?
So I don't, whatever, 458 down to 258 was my lowest. And now
200 pounds, man. That's
10 full inches off your cock.
You lost a fat James.
Wait, your cock went from this to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is your wife still with you?
Oh, yeah. 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 We're having a kid this April. That spurned the whole thing. I'm like, all right, I got to get back to the 258. That was the whole thing. So we're having a baby. April.
But you're a big guy, too. Like, you're tall. What are you, 6'5? Is that correct?
6'4?
6'3? So you carry 258 pretty good. That's got to be a pretty good weight for you. I'm not much lower than that. Yeah. And I feel pretty good.
Yeah, so my ideal, I think my BMI, like the one that's like a ridiculous, your BMI is supposed to be XYZ, you know, and it's like, I think that's like 220 or 230, but that's fucking impossible. But I felt at No, I mean, that's just like, look at my frame. Like, I'm 6 foot three. I'm built like a Viking. My dad's 6'7". I mean, like, you know, we're
massive. 6'3" long and weighs like 26 pounds.
Right? Question, yeah. Question. His dick is literally 36 inches long.
Chris's dick.
There's so many ex-girlfriends out there that might see this and be like, he's fucking lying.
I've seen it. It's not. But, do you have like, do you have a new lease on life since you've lost this weight? Like, you feel pretty good and you're like, I only have to chip a little bit off. I know I've been there. I know how to do it. No big deal. Like, you're not daunted by it.
Yeah. Well, it took me a long time, a lot of procrastinating to get to this point. But yeah, I knew what I had to do. You know, you just have to like find that inner whatever to those cajones to finally get it done. Right. So I just woke up, you know, Saturday morning and said, I'm doing it today. And I did, and I have. And
I'm good for you. Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, man. I mean, changing how you eat is difficult. A massive change. Yeah.
Well, the way I think about it is gut bacteria. You know, and they talk a lot about that now, that your gut really controls your emotions. It controls things that you want to eat and stuff like that. And you know, when I want to go and get a fried chicken sandwich or go to KFC or something like that, you know, that's my gut telling me that it wants to do that. It's not my mind. Even though my mind says, don't do it, I'll still go and do it. And so I blame my gut. And so that's why this cleanse thing is like, I'm going to flush everything out and try and reestablish my healthy ecosystem in my gizzard.
How long do you go on the juice cleanse? How many days?
2 days. I do 48 hours and then I'll be able to eat tomorrow night at dinner, but I'll do 2 protein shakes tomorrow during the day for breakfast and lunch.
Exciting, isn't it? That's exciting. That's when you know you get to like 40 and you're like, yeah, I need to take vitamins. That's excellent. I'm awesome. Ooh, I need a protein shake. That's great. I need to drink 10 liters of water today. That's awesome too. Don't forget to take your medication. Getting old is the best.
Yeah. I ate 6 almonds for lunch today. Num, 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 and a bag of cemetery dirt. It was delicious.
All right, let's get this roundtable underway. Great to see everybody. We've got a ton of stuff going on. I don't know where you guys want to start. Do you want to start? Do you want to finish with Gretzky's 60th? Do you want to start? I say we finish with Gretzky's 60th. That's kind of a nice way to finish because we've got a nice
little number. We can perform.
So we've got that. I want to talk about that. I want to get to Kellyanne Conway. I want to get to Julie Payette. Can we call the governor general a bitch now? Because it sure sounds like she is one. And you're getting don't look at me like that, James.
I just don't know why we couldn't call her a bitch before.
Well, because it wasn't cool. You can't call a bitch unless she actually is categorically a huge bitch. And she is, like, when a 200-page study comes out that says, hey, the governor general's a massive bitch, you go, yeah, I guess she's a bitch.
You know how hard it is to hide a romantic relationship with your female colleague? Like, that's got a weigh on her, you know? Like,
oh, that's a good one. I get what you did there because of the size difference. Right. So we'll get to that. But I want to talk about Proud Boys. Yesterday, the government of Canada unanimously, now they didn't designate them as a terrorist group, but the Canadian government said, Proud Boys, unanimously, you are now a terrorist entity. And Bill Blair and the rest of CSIS and everybody's going to do an investigation. And if they get enough information, they're going to label the Proud Boys, white supremacist douchebag group that was headed up by the guy that started Vice.com. His name is Gavin McInnes. Just a cocksucker. Like, you know, one of those guys who are like, that guy's a cocksucker. And he's literally a cocksucker. Like, everybody's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure the guy's a cocksucker. His name's Gavin McInnes. Now that Canada's labeled them a terrorist entity, they have to go through the process of figuring out whether or not they're going to get the designation of being a terrorist organization. So my understanding of this, James, and I could be wrong, but if they get dubbed a terrorist organization, or if they're told they're a terrorist organization, or if they're labeled a terrorist organization, they go right in the hopper, the terrorist bag with like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and any other terrorist organization where you can basically hunt these guys down. Am I not mistaken? Am I correct?
I'm not even sure yet, because I know that there's certain designations that imply international terrorist organization. I don't know if Proud Boys reaches that. Here's what I don't understand about the government doing this. Certainly not a Proud Boy fan, and I hate sort of taking this sort of angle of the argument, but Have they engaged in terrorist activities that I'm not aware of? Like, I know that they're dicks. Like, so I get that part of it. And I know that there's been skirmishes at their protests and stuff. But have they done anything that you could constitute as being in the realm of terrorism?
Or I think it's literature, isn't it, Dean? On stuff on their web pages and whatnot, and mm-hmm. and the exchange of information back and forth?
Yeah, basically all the information that they have that the Proud Boys have put out as a white supremacist group has dictated that they put out the same kind of educational information as a regular old terrorist group. But, you know, you bring up a good point, because what have they done in Canada? Well, they were labeled a terrorist entity in Canada, but not in the United States to this point. And really, this was like a knee-jerk reaction. And I'm not fucking standing up for the Proud Boys, by the way. Like that, and it's no, and could you imagine being the only person that voted against it in the House of Commons? Like, I'm not too sure. It's
but they would have
suicide.
To, as an organization, threaten people with violence, wouldn't they? Like,
yes.
That is where I've missed it. Because all I've heard is like the established narrative that they're a racist organization. That I've heard that. I haven't seen the evidence. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I just don't know what they've done. Like,
the little thing called the insurrection may have played into the thing, because that was organized and largely supported by Proud Boys. They were the ones that actually took up the mantle along with the Oath Keepers. They worked together to make that whole thing happen. So that's why I find this weird, right? I find it weird that it's almost reactionary to what happened in the United States, but we're doing it here proactively, which I'm fucking totally cool with. I think you start there and then you take care of anybody in Antifa, any extremist, just do the fucking same thing. Label them all terrorists so that we can get back to living a normal life. But what killed me about this whole thing was we put out a story about it this morning. I bet you I got 20 different people on Twitter, 20 different Twitter dicks, 20 different races going, yeah, they're not racist. Like, how the fuck do you not, how do you not, how can you take the other side to that coin? How can you say, oh, well, you know, I'm not too sure. We didn't really know. We don't really know much about it. Like, you're saying it, James, because you know that the fact that they're a fucking hateful group with dill holes, right?
Well, I'm saying it because when we were young, we knew that when we ran into like a dozen skinheads in the Eaton Center, that there could have been trouble because they walked around and openly and overtly hated other people, like Black people and Jews and gay people and whatever. I just haven't, like, I don't know. Are they like the human being equivalent to dog whistling? Like, if dog whistling was a group of people, they'd be the Proud Boys? Because I just don't know what they've done. I feel like they're more careful, hate groups these days, to not sort of be overt, so that they can't really pin anything on them. Like, that could be totally the case. I'm just waiting to, I should have gone and looked at any file I could have looked at, like, as far as that's been released by.
Does anybody know if they were part of the Charlottesville thing, the Jews will not replace us? Much?
Yes, they were the ones that were singing it, dancing up and down the streets with the tiki torches.
Were those
was them.
Or were they
called? That was them. No, that was them. They were all members of Proud Boys with the fucking Fred Perry shirts.
That's evidence enough right there for me.
That was the first time I'd heard of Proud Boys was Charlottesville.
Yes. Yeah.
And what does it mean? What does it mean, though, panel, as far as like being designated as you know, terrorist group? How do you prove who's in it outside of the guy who founded it? How do you track these people down?
Generally speaking, if the person still lives at home, wears, you know, about a size too small, and doesn't like Black people, I they're all over the place.
Yeah, the jackets usually are an indication too. They got
shirts
in Alberta. They're all decked out, like they've got insignias and yeah. I wonder if this will increase their membership. Is this something that will be appealing to
that type of person
that's interested in that group?
Yeah, great question. I wanted to play this video for you. This is the initiation into a Proud Boy. If this isn't enough.
It looks like Bert Kreischer.
If this isn't enough of an excuse to not join this group of fucking morons, their initiation is outstanding.
Oh, I've seen this video. Look at that fucking nerd.
Here you go. Yep. Just rabbit shot.
It's like trying to get onto a peewee hockey team.
Can you guys hear them?
Are they going to march in the next Pride Parade?
did you guys hear that?
We didn't hear, but
we didn't. Oh my God. Oh, dude. Fine. Yeah. Let me just, I'm going to get you the audio of this. Cause the great part about this whole thing is the fact that while they're punching him, he literally has to recite just to get in. This is to get in to be a Proud Boy. He literally has to recite. And I shit you not, 5 of his favorite cereals.
Okay. You might want to send them your juice diet, Chris.
Yeah.
Here, some of them.
Those carbs.
Oh, here we go.
I am a proud boy.
All right.
I am a Western chauvinist. I'm a Western chauvinist. And I refuse to apologize.
And I refuse to apologize.
For creating the modern world.
For creating the modern world.
Gentlemen. 3, 2, 1.
Great thoughts. 1. Cheerios. 2. Frosted Flakes. 3. Cocoa Puffs. 4.
I like it.
5.
Yeah. By the way, when he goes to the ground, you're allowed to elbow.
Yeah, throw his elbow. Fucking Macho Man off there.
We need a turnbuckle if anyone has one.
Wow. Honestly,
what a cool group of guys.
That's the best initiation to an all guys group I've seen since the Water Buffaloes.
I thought you had to play Ookie Cookie to get into the Proud Boys.
Oh, like where you got to come on a cookie and makes the other guy eat it? Is that correct?
What's that called? It's
hockey.
Ookie Cookie.
I thought it was called Sticky Bicky.
Okay.
Tomato, tomato.
I know a guy in Buffalo that did that. Not me.
Why am I not surprised?
I know a guy in Buffalo who brags about doing Sticky Bicky. No. At least that's what it was called in Buffalo.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised?
A couple guys jerked off on a cookie, and the last one to do it had to eat it.
Whatever. Oh. He gave them head until they came. That's what happened.
That's the initiation right there.
Aren't we all in great shape?
You know you're.
Aren't we in great shape?
When you eat his cum, you guys, that's bonded. That's for life. That's a life bond.
We're in great shape.
Yeah, that guaranteed that probably happens, but not in the park for Proud Boys. It probably happens in private. That's one of those things. But I was laughing about it because I think it's cool that they actually designated a terrorist group or that group a terrorist group. But I don't know that they qualify like the other terrorists do until they blow something up or until they kill somebody. Like, we don't have any examples of that. And it kills me to say it, but I think it's just one of those Trudeau things where he's like, let's ban the Proud Boys. We'll look so fucking woke.
It's like the most Canadian terror group of all time. It really is.
Where do they get their name? Does anybody know where they get their name?
Are they based in Canada or are they based in the States?
They were started by that
Canadian
Gavin. Yeah.
Gavin McInnes. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a Canadian. The guy that Vice. So
Canadians invented basketball and Proud Boys. Didn't know that.
You're welcome. He hasn't been in the group for like 4 years or something. Like he's not.
He's left. He left the group. Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought. I said
it's
that
like
to
a boy
Dean
band.
Earlier.
It's like a boy band we're talking about.
How does he leave the group?
Well, that's
how does he leave the group when he fucking found it?
He has to mention 10 cereals while he's getting beaten up. 5 to get in, 10 to get out.
You ate the cookie, you're in for life.
Well, this
look at that guy in the shirt, the orange shirt. That guy is on their flag.
What a fucking loser. this is Gavin McInnes. That's him. That's the guy. And Locke had a great point. He's like, he doesn't look racist at all.
At all.
No, the hair, slick back, the glasses, the mustache. Yeah, he's totally cool.
What a fucking loser.
You know what he's got in his garage? Memorabilia.
Yeah, a garage. He's got a garage in his garage. That's what he's got in his garage. Probably heads. Fucking weird, though. I don't know where they get their name either. Like, if you're going to pick a fucking, an organization name for you and your white supremacist friends, Proud Boys is it's sort of fancy.
Proud is the ultimate dog whistle, though. There's like Ontario Proud and Canada Proud and every province Proud, and it's all the same sort of content, right? So
they're boys and they're proud.
Yeah, they're boys, all right.
What is it? Stand back, stand by. What is
stand
it?
Back and stand by? Proud Boys, yeah.
Go down in history.
Who, Trumpy?
Stand back.
One of the most
embarrassing
moments of his presidency. Yeah.
I don't even think he meant that.
I don't disagree.
Oh God, that list would take forever, Darren.
I can't even compute that.
It's wild. He said it. And then on that interview on CNN, the woman was trying to explain who QAnon was, and he backpedaled. I don't know QAnon. I know nothing about it. I know they fight pedophilia, and I'm all for that. And she's like, you've never heard of QAnon. He's like, no.
Yeah, but you don't.
I never even heard of it.
They don't fight pedophilia. They just say they do so that everybody can go, yeah, like, it's cool. We all fight pedophilia. We all fight pedophilia together, but they're not fighting pedophilia. Like, dude, the leader of QAnon, this guy, Jim Watkins, and his son, Ron Watkins, are still on the run from U.S. authorities for a bunch of child pornography. So.
So Q was the guy that was leaking information from the White House. Is that wrong, James?
No. Story.
Oh, I don't, I mean, but I think it was, that was the cover story. I think everyone was troll. I think it was like a 4chan troll, the whole thing. I don't know if it came from 4chan, but the same type of, you know, hoax. I think it was just all completely made up. Well, I know it was completely made up. And then they just kept on feeding information. And it's really easy. It's like fish in a barrel. You tell people what they want to hear. You tell them that they need to wait. You retroactively apply context to things so that the people will be like, wow, that's crazy. And then the president doesn't take over the White House and your whole ship falls apart and people go home.
Right? But wasn't that was Jim Watkins and Ron Watkins that somehow were feeding information, believe it or not, to the guy from MyPillow, Mike Lindell.
Who just got kicked off of Twitter today.
Who just got kicked off of Twitter, and he would feed the information to Trump. That's what I'm hearing, is that, which it's fucking unbelievable when you think about it. A pig farmer and his pedophile son that live in Japan are on the run from the authorities in the United States, feeding false information about QAnon and this satanic pedophile cabal to the MyPillow guy, who then fed it to Donald Trump.
It's a good pillow.
It's not a good pillow. I had it.
Did you guys see Kellyanne Conway put out some child porn today?
Unbelievable.
I did.
Well,
what's the story?
Over the past year, Claudia Conway, her daughter, posted several videos of her shitty mom verbally and physically abusing her, right? You've seen those. She just turned 16, Claudia, and claims that her trailer pig of a mother stole her phone and shared a picture of her 16-year-old daughter, Claudia, nude. And it's not just a claim, it happened. And I'll share this with you because it's fucking gross. It's child pornography. It's blurred out. Obviously, we're not going to put child porn on a live cast, or none of us look at it anyway. But my point is this, is if you can see this little picture here that I'm kind of pointing. This is Kellyanne. She swiped her daughter's phone. Claudia Conway swiped it, took it, went through it, and noticed that she had taken a topless picture of herself. So Kellyanne took a picture of the picture on her phone and then put it out on Fleet on Twitter.
Is she trying to teach her a lesson or something? Or I don't understand the point of it.
Yeah,
bad parenting. Mean mom. Jesus.
Well, isn't Kellyanne Conway's husband a Democrat?
Yeah.
Yeah,
George Conway.
Is she just taking out her frustrations on her in her marital frustrations on her kid? Is that what?
No, this has happened a bunch of times.
Yeah.
There's videos of her abusing her daughter. In this one, there's one of her physically abusing her daughter, punching her in the face, which will play, and throwing some shit at her. Her saying, "I wish I you're lucky I'm Catholic because you could have been aborted." Like she threatened her daughter after birth with abortion, which isn't the sign of a smart individual.
Have you seen her husband? He makes Danny DeVito look like a fucking stud.
Really does. At least he's got a brain in his head.
Now, is he a Democrat or is he a Republican that just hates Trump? Because I thought he was part of the group.
No, I'm sorry. I take that back. He's a Republican and he started the Lincoln Project because he's got his motto is Republican, not stupid.
Yes, that's what I was trying to clear up, because my understanding was that they were both Republican, just that the husband was just absolutely mortified by Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, has been for a long time. Like told his wife to get out. They've had these like really fucking public battles too about parenting, and the FBI has shown up to her house. Child services has shown up to her house. So now after that picture, this is prior to today, after that picture she put out of her daughter topless, which is child pornography, she's under investigation by like three different branches of government.
That's just fucking wild.
She's got to go to jail. Yeah, it has to happen. There has to be some kind of like precedence that I don't understand how they couldn't go all the way with it. Is there anything that they could possibly do that she could possibly skirt this thing to not go to jail?
There has to be some law she broke with that. There has to be.
Sometimes
it's called distribution of child pornography.
Of themselves.
Right. That makes sense.
With distribution. right? If you're 15 and you send a picture of yourself over the internet that's nude, you can get charged with distributing child pornography because the person in the photo is technically underage, even if it's you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, good thing to know, Locke, right now. It's a really good thing. Like, if you're a kid, it's because this happened at my son's school.
Told me that. Hold on.
Don't forget to empty your recycle bin, Darren. Get to the end. Check your apps.
No, there's a kid. Are you good now? There's a kid at my son's school who got arrested for it. Sent a girl a picture of his schwanz at the age of 14, 15, and got arrested for distribution of child pornography. His life is over. It's ruined. Ruined. Now, because
what if you have 200 pictures, memes say, of a guy with a huge dong on your phone?
That's fine. Is he over 18?
Why, are you worried, Locke?
Locke, people wouldn't get so confused if you would stop calling him daddy every time you see his photo. Well, there's the daddy meme. I mean, the wood meme.
Locke's like, I'm asking Locke's for a frozen. Friend. Yeah. I'm asking for a friend.
Look at that. That's
illegal. That's Lachlan's face. If you can see it, that's Lachlan asking us. That's the look on his face asking us what he's going to do with the 200 or so pictures of some guy's dick that he has on his phone.
Oh, and his router's like, I got this. It's all good.
He just hung up and came back in again. Hey, guys, what do I do with all the cock on my phone? What do I do?
We were talking about that on the air this morning. Somebody finds my phone, it's going to be a real problem. They're going to think awful things of me.
Yeah, but Wood is like 30 years old, dude, and he posts for that picture.
I'm an aficionado. Right? There you go. Yeah.
You know, and all joking aside, guys, this Kellyanne Conway daughter thing is really disturbing because that poor little girl, like, her mom's a total raging psycho cunt, right? And dad seems to have a couple brain cells knocking around in his head, thank God. But mom is a total loon.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her. I really do. Like, because I love my mom, and I'd be devastated if she was a nutbag.
Here's the thing. I'll say this just from somebody who is raised to very functioning, highly successful young ladies. And again, my overall part in the parenting was limited, and my wife did most of the heavy lifting. But you play a role in the house. You do, as a dad. And I don't think he should be sidestepping any blame just because she's crazy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, the dad didn't post the picture of his
topless
on Fleet.
But there's more. The dysfunction isn't just Kellyanne Conway. It's that whole house, and he's a part of the dysfunction.
Well, let me play this video, and you can tell me if it's
throwing him under the bus. He didn't.
Yeah.
Well, Darren's supporting
this. This is,
and I'm like, I don't think the guy just because he doesn't like Trump. I mean, he's got a problem in his house. And
a lot of speculation, though. Maybe he's like this guy that eats out of the dog bowl on the floor and shit. He's totally ruled at the home. You know.
Like, this is a video of Kellyanne beating her daughter. How about this?
Going for a forensic analysis. One fucking bit for you to tell people I'm a bitch.
What?
What? What? What?
Oh, she's drunk.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
you're mocking me.
You think I'm mocking you? I'm trying to have a conversation with you. Do you know what you've done to yourself?
I'm 15.
No. You're fucking immature. Before you get it all over the sheets that I cleaned.
Can you stop?
No, you don't ignore me. Asshole.
I text them all day long.
And they're paying attention to you because they know that you need extra help.
What'd you call me?
What do you want to know?
Hypo?
Hyper. No, I said hyper. From the doctor's hypo. What do you want to know?
Hypo?
Hyper. No, I said hyper.
Can my mom please?
Can you please, mom?
No, you please! I want you out of here!
You were making you mad. Some 15 fucking year old made you mad.
Nice lady, huh?
Jesus Christ, she sounds like my stepmother.
Yeah,
that's really bad.
What is that? What does that young lady put in the Mother's Day card every year? Dear mom, you're a cunt.
Fuck you,
Ricin.
You get a blank one.
Ricin. Oh, honey, I'm a cunt.
Dear mom, for your birthday, I got you some anthrax.
It's funny to me that like this stuff goes viral like that. And it doesn't, you know, you're not getting the follow-up. Like, is anyone going after her to like
help her,
know, to help her. And then you get this thing that happened today. If like people are raging about so many things in the world, and to not rage about this and caught like get every single member of Congress and everyone involved in saying that's child pornography, someone step in. If that doesn't happen, then I don't know. She's got to go to jail. She's got to go to jail. Or get some.
Largely credited for giving Trump sort of like the extra push he needed to get into the White House originally. Wouldn't it be like just like it would even make a non-believer like me believe in karma if she ended up going to prison?
She has to go to prison for this.
Yeah,
she'd
like to see it now, wouldn't
I? I think more importantly, you got to get the kid out of there. You got to get somebody in the family.
Dude, they've tried. The cops were there yesterday. They're there again today. And her parents are so fucking powerful. It's like impossible. And the poor kid just wants to get out. Like it's all abuse all the time from her mom, which you could tell was the issue. You know, fuck, you just watch this woman walk around the way she's carried herself. You just knew she was a bitch. Like she never in anything I'd ever seen her in. She never comported herself with kindness. She never looked like she was interested in the question. She never wanted to have a normal conversation with anybody. It was all fight, 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 fight. And now that her reputation, which was already shit to begin with, has turned into, you know, a shitty human being who also will do anything. Like, think about how fucking mad she had to be at her daughter to put out a picture of her daughter topless as a revenge shit post. Think about that. And her daughter's 16 fucking years old. That is a sick, sick fuck.
I hate it when the kids are involved. It's just awful.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I mean, she was Donald Trump's attack dog and press secretary. I mean, think of all the shitty lies and all the shitty shit that she had to do. All those.
She wasn't press secretary. She was advisor.
Or advisor. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But whatever. Yeah.
Senior advisor.
Yeah. But of all these years that she was purporting all his lies and bullshit. Right. And you knew she wasn't a good person. I don't think anyone who was able to last more than like, think about how many turnstile of staff the White House has had during Donald Trump. That's because those people had scruples or at least some morals to leave the White House. But
did she stick around right till the end? Almost, I think she did. Right.
Yeah.
Anyone who stuck around for an extended amount of time in that White House, they're pieces of shit, as far as I'm concerned.
Don't disagree.
There was a couple of them, though, that were actually trying to stick around because they thought that they were a bridge between Trump and some level of sanity. Like, I think there were, and I don't know who they were. I heard that there were a handful of people that were just saying, hey, I got to stick this out just because if I leave, who knows what the hell this guy will do, right?
Yeah, all part and parcel of the same thing. But from one bitch to another, James, I'm glad you're here because you were on Governor General Julie Payette's, or she was on
softball
your hit list
team,
for a while.
Right?
Yeah. No, not softball.
Oh, that's funny.
Or rugby. It was
she the, played. She was
James
Rover.
Played on her rugby team.
She was
the hooker.
Yeah, of Canada. Her name was Julie Payette. She just resigned. She resigned, James, if I'm not mistaken, because a report is coming out that says she treated everybody in the governor general's office, people she worked with, like shit. That's part of it. But her deputy, assistant deputy, I don't know what the chick's name is, who happens to be her lover.
Allegedly.
They do it.
Allegedly. I'm
they
trying to
do
help
it.
You out here. Your lawyer is like, listen to James right now.
Are they not together?
Listen, and so every single person that I've ever spoken to that's worked in that office, that worked in the Senate or just on Parliament Hill, it's like the open secret of Ottawa, basically. Running second would be that Trudeau and Sophie are unofficially separated, right? Like it's one of those things where
any rumors about Kenny?
Well, the thing is, with Payette, it's funny because the press uniformly is prioritizing the lack of ethics you would have to have in order to out a homosexual relationship, and the victim now is the story itself, because if you take everything that you've heard about that office and the dysfunction and the crazy expenses for privacy and the taking off to the cottage all the time. And you just add the one fact that makes it that they're having a romantic relationship. All of a sudden, all the puzzle pieces make perfect sense. That's why they're always going to the cottage. That's why they want more privacy. That's why they're building extensions on this so they can have a secret staircase. You know, that's why the only other mean person in the office is this woman who she's allegedly had this relationship with, who's her secretary.
What's her name?
Don't put me on the spot like that. I'll Google it.
I will say this. Julie Payette's, Ellen. Julie Payette's alleged girlfriend is a healthy looking woman.
Don't tread on her.
Just saying. She's, as my dad would say about other, people, he would go, well, that's a healthy looking young person there.
Well, see, that begs the question. Who would you rather have sex with, her or Kellyanne Conway?
Well, Kellyanne Conway, because
you had to. There's a gun to your
Kellyanne Conway, I think, just because neither. Can I pick?
Can I abstain?
Do I have to have sex?
You don't. There's a gun to your head. You have to do one or you're dead.
Can I pick Jason Kenney?
Okay, sure. I would do Kellyanne Conway.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do Kellyanne Conway.
No way.
I would do Kellyanne Conway. I'd be rough. Very, very, very rough.
The sound of her voice, though.
Guys, I think we're laughing. It was nice knowing you guys. We're canceled.
No, we're never going to cancel. We're just talking about who we'd have sex with.
Talk about rough sex.
People who don't
have rough sex all the time. I had rough sex this morning.
Congratulations.
My wife punched me in the face and said, wake up, fucker. Get a motor.
So James, what are the allegations about Julie Payette, the governor general who just quit, who's also a fucking astronaut? What are the allegations in this thing that's coming out? Like, what was she saying? She treated the RCMP like shit. She treated employees like shit. What was she doing?
Well, she was abusive. She didn't make herself available for the typical ceremonious type of events that a GG is supposed to go to. She spent a ton of money on renovations for the residence that she was supposed to live in, but she never ended up living there. She would take off without telling security to the cottage. So she would just leave with the secretary / alleged girlfriend, and they'd go to the cottage for 5 days and not tell anyone. But how she was to staff is really weird, because they describe an atmosphere where you'll come into work and the first thing she'll do is hand a quiz to everybody. She might have emailed it. I can't remember, but or they didn't mention how they distributed.
What kind of quiz?
That's the thing. The quiz was like a typical pop quiz. It was like history and geography, all Canadian focus. And if someone didn't get it, she would be like, "Stand up, take a bow at how stupid you are," and stuff like that. Like, it was like abusive. Like, she would make jokes that
sounds like a jock expense. Meeting.
I'm telling you, like, this is why it was such a.
Open yeah, are you secret. Sure? Are you sure you weren't reporting on radio stations?
Governor General Ike Turner.
So the quizzes. There was a rumor too that she would daily walk by the RCMP guys stationed to protect her and like, make fun of them or call them assholes or dickheads or something like that. It's this crazy rumor that she would walk in every morning. They go, "Good morning, Governor General." She'd like, "Suck my dick." They'd be like, "All right."
And you know what's funny is that, not funny, actually, it's tragic. But now she's gone after all that, after creating a dysfunctional office and misspending funds and yada, yada. Now she's entitled to $150,000 a year pension for the rest of her life, plus another $200,000 per year just for travel expenses. So
that's before tax. That's like
the pandemic has totally disrupted two things for me anyways. I hope it's like this for other people. One is celebrity culture has lost a lot of shine. Like, it doesn't feel like we're going to get back to the ridiculousness of like an Oscar lineup with that crowd. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not just because of germs. It just feels ridiculous, like the Hunger Games. And now this, the other thing that I feel is like these archaic, blast from the past entitlements, like $150,000 a year for not doing anything after having the easiest job of all time seems.
And being a total bitch while she did it.
seems a little out of date. Like maybe you want to get rid of these policies, you know, like it's not, it doesn't, it's not cohesive with the modern world that's struggling through economics and a pandemic.
Right? I could be wrong, but I think the problem with getting rid of it is you need the governor general to sign off on it.
Well, fucking hire. So then you appoint someone that's in the know and you say, hey, Lachlan, you're going to be my new governor general as long as you sign.
I'll take it.
And when it comes time to sign, you're like, fuck you. I want that $150,000 pension.
Why the fuck do we have a governor general anyway? Like the queen has nothing to do with anything we do here.
Well, our connection to the royal family is really strong and we got to maintain that, Dean.
She is our head of state.
I especially see it here in Alberta. Right?
I think she wants to be head of
it. Governor general of Canada.
When I go to the Costco, when I go to the Costco and I buy a 48 pack of beer, I feel my pride in the queen.
You know, Locke, the only governor general Christ. In Canada that made any difference was Lars Stanley of Preston. Can we all agree on that?
Yes. Let me quickly, this is her alleged girlfriend.
That was the only one.
This is her. This is, I don't know her name.
D'Souza. I think it would have been funnier if you would have showed a picture of her playing softball.
Di Lorenza. Something Di Lorenza. So she's
She's the bitch?
Hispanic. No,
I think they both are.
Yeah, right? She's apparently a bitch too, but Julie Payette's the super bitch in this whole thing. Yeah.
What's she look like?
Julie Payette?
Her right there?
She looks like, no, she looks like a 50, she looks like someone with, what's that disease where someone grows really old at a young age? What's it called?
Everybody from like the 80s?
No. You know when people get that the gene, progeria, I think it's called, progeria? Yeah.
There's a movie, Robin Williams was in it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like that. She looks like a young kid that aged like 100 years when they were like 12 and they just automatically look 80. That's how she looks.
Is that because she went into space?
I guess so. I guess so.
I don't think she went to space. I think the other one did.
Di Lorenza didn't go to space. Julie Payette went to space.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, apparently all Trudeau's office had to do was make like two or three phone calls during the vetting process, and they would have known that she was a tyrant from before she became governor general. But
that's actually because I didn't know that. Is that the case, James? Because
apparently, yeah, like this government has, they've shown that when it comes to certain, they don't have a good communications strategy with behind the scenes. It seems like they have what they, you know, have shoveled towards us with the celebrity culture Trudeau at the beginning and everything. But they're not good at deal making is the knock on this government's like main offices and ministerial portfolios. And so that's why apparently you see, I said the last time I was on this podcast about Pfizer, and I thought that was a capitalist decision that is making these dosages for the vaccine late in arriving. But the more I've read about it, the more it seems like it might have just been Trudeau's office who were kind of late in the game to try to negotiate something with Pfizer. Apparently, they were at the negotiating table with Pfizer over the telephone like a full 5 days after the United States was, right? So it's, I don't know. I mean, it's hard. No one admits anything. I think the reporters that are tasked at these scrums ask the stupidest questions. They just ask like the most generic questions possible, but no one's asking the right questions. And if they are asked the right questions, no one's answered. Have you guys listened to Doug Ford talk at all in the last 2 weeks? Oh my God. It's like, he's got a pull string. It's hilarious.
Yeah. He's turned into a politician, right? I mean, everything he does is performative. Everything he does is pro forma. Everything he talks about is past tense and not specific. Oh. And then
I hate
today,
it when he says, my friends.
Yeah. My friend, we're not your friends.
Him and John McCain, you know,
can I defend that? And again, I question.
No, you can't.
The political. I'm going to defend him.
You can't defend Doug Ford.
No, not him. I'm defending all politicians right now. I think everyone is freaked out about what's happening and about the decisions that they have to make. And I think that there's a lot of second guessing behind the scenes. They've realized that maybe they've pooched things. Numbers aren't going down when they lock things. Like, it's just, it's, again, I'm not defending them, but I can't imagine having to make those decisions. And I think you're seeing the result of how difficult this shit is on them in front of the cameras because of what they're dealing with. And again, like I said, that's not a defense. I can't even imagine being involved and having to shut somebody's business down. It just,
first of all, I gave them that kind of credit for the first like 8 months, right? Yeah. The last four, we should have fucking figured out what we were doing. We've already had a couple of dry runs at this. We know what a pandemic includes. We know what a lockdown is. People have been, by and large, really cool about it, with the exception of some cocksuckers. But whatever, you're always going to have cocksuckers. It's just part of life. They should have known what they were doing by now, specifically when it comes to the rollout of vaccinating people and getting people vaccinations. It's not just getting them into arms. The fact that we don't have any in Canada at all this week, we're not getting any. Nothing. Zero. Not one. Not one.
And they don't, as anyone asking questions, you look at New Zealand and Australia that are doing concerts and games and 35, 40,000 people.
They're spitting on each other. You're allowed to spit on each other in New Zealand.
So why is nobody really at the end of
your Olympic sport?
How did you do it? I mean, we flattened out here in BC really fast, and Henry had a really good thing going on to the point where the States were even thinking about bringing her down to consult. Then all that went away. And then you get these reports of all these other countries that are completely free of it. And just the basics, like there ain't no gas in it. Part of it is like, can someone pick up a phone and just go, how did you guys do it? Because we're going to do it like that.
According to my Facebook friend, Porno Bill, they're inflating the COVID numbers.
For fuck's sake.
And that was
the two inhalers that I'm on certainly is inflated.
Yeah. What people don't understand is we have a guy here that had COVID. Brent had COVID.
Thank you very much. Long time listener, first time caller.
Brent had COVID. Like, what were you, patient 21?
I was patient 45. Yeah.
Patient 45. He was one of the first guys. He was like first in queue, first in line, comes back from Ireland, calls me. He's like, I think I'm sick. I just got quarantined. I don't know. We'll get my test results back. 2 days later, you get a phone call from him. He's like, yeah, I'm sick. He fucking podcasted and worked his dick off the entire way through it. He is still living with the long haul effects of it.
I blame Dave Randall because I was at his house. Anyways,
my mom had it in Vancouver as well. And she had it early. She had it in December last year and didn't know what it was. And the doctor at the time was going, yeah, there's something going on. I got a lot of people in and they all seem to have the same symptoms. She's been to the doctor like almost like on a weekly basis. I'm exaggerating, but she's had numerous health issues after the fact.
Today's the anniversary of the first case today in
the
BC.
the first reported case.
In BC, and everyone was like, oh, whatever. And then I left to go on tour and then came back with it, which, well, hey, as you do, go Manchester. But regardless, yeah, tell your buddy there, Porno, what's his nuts?
That's Porno Bill?
Tell Porno Bill to give me a shout.
You know what? I'll tag you, right?
Yeah.
You and Porno Bill.
Tell him to give me a shout.
He has a particular penchant for large girls and anal, apparently, because I get a lot of DMs from him.
You can get it from that, too.
Like bad. Hey, back to your initial question there, Dean. What do these other countries do?
Yeah.
Australia, they even called it extreme lockdown in the summer, where there were fines. The police will pull you over. And the thing that, you know, the rumors that we've had out there, the rumors like, oh, my friend got pulled over, followed to their house and told to stay home, which are, I think, false. But that's actually what they did in Australia. Like, you were supposed to stay.
It happens here. They've been cracking down on it here.
Yeah, but not like they did. Not like they're doing in New Zealand. Not like they did in Australia. Not like they did in a couple of other countries that don't have these issues, right? Like, they took it seriously from the start. They communicated with their people. They made hard decisions, and they stayed the course. We fucking went away from it here. We're like, oh, we'll open up in a couple months. We open up, and everybody kind of eased back into their life. No one really gave a shit. And then fatigue set in because they're like, should we go? Should we go? And then fights between small business and everybody else, the government, fight between, science and assholes like Adam Skelly, who don't believe in it at all. We've fucked around with it, trying to make everybody happy. We've fucked around with it, trying to please everybody. And the fact is that, the countries that are in a better position took a hard line stance early. And like, even to the point where they're talking about it today on the news, they said, hey, listen, we might extend the lockdown here in Ontario for another month. I'm like, fuck, why not? Like, why not do it at this point?
This time?
Yeah.
And they've been doing every time they've done a lockdown, they've like littered it with a whole bunch of loopholes, right? Like with a whole bunch of exceptions, you know, like if you're going to do the lockdown, if that's your choice, then truly do a lockdown. And then I heard, I just heard it just now, all these libertarians and conservatives being like, that's my free movement. And, you know, my liberty is going to be, you know, I don't know. It's just when you're preaching about your liberty and your
freedom. Is it the liberals saying that, James? Because every Republican I know is saying it.
That's what I said last time. Like, it's mostly conservatives. It's
and I don't, I'm not playing sides there. I'm just saying I don't know too many liberal friends.
Extremists on either end. Extremists on either side have an opinion on why they shouldn't have to be have their freedom curtailed.
I agree.
With the the Antifa fucking losers and the Proud Boys, same side. It's the same premise, which is we don't want to be told what to do, and we want to be allowed to do whatever the fuck we want. They just come there from two totally perverted ways, right? That's it.
Can I make the one point I want to make about it is, like, given everything that's been going on in the States and everything, I mean, regardless of how we feel about the world, people do look to America a lot for answers on some stuff, and we haven't had any sort of guidance in that regard. They're not looking at New Zealand. She's what, late 30s or 40s or something, or early 40s, and she's running the whole area. My biggest problem overall is just the information. And I'm not talking about, like, the Proud Boys side and everyone's getting a little bit here and a little bit there, a little bit there. Who is the person that everyone will listen to and go, okay, that guy said it, we're going to do what that guy or girl said?
We don't have anybody.
There's not one person. There's not one person, because
the closest one is probably Joe Rogan or something like that.
Jesus Christ. Everyone will listen to Jesus Christ.
The Lord.
Jesus came from heaven and landed and goes, listen to me.
I've been texting him for weeks. He hasn't called me back.
Is that the guy that walks on water?
Yeah.
We should get him a show.
That's the problem.
Because I sent him a picture of my wife naked, and I don't think he was stoked.
Dry wood meme.
Yeah.
I know we could beat this subject into the ground. There's not one person, like, that's the problem. That either the world or somebody that, like, everyone on the planet can kind of, like, get behind. Mm-hmm.
You make a really good point, because I've been saying for a long time, and I think Dean has as well, that we're a leaderless country. We're a leaderless continent. We're basically a leaderless world,
James.
We're run by, every country is run basically by gangsters, right? Like, for real gangsters, right? Like, the Saudi Arabian guys fucking dextering people in gardens at the embassy. You know what I mean? Like, we're dealing with gangsters. And the left-wing organizations, like even Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all them, what they've done a little bit differently from Proud Boys is that they're not designating anyone to be a leader. And it's a deliberate strategy. And they think that the media is largely against them, although that was pre-George Floyd. I'm pretty sure media is with Black Lives Matter now. But, you know, there's a tendency to not want to name anybody as leader so that the media doesn't have someone to blame. Mm-hmm. And so this is the strategy that they employ, because I can't name anybody from, you know, Black Lives Matter that stands out, that's, you know, famous worldwide or continent-wise, whatever. And I think it's a double-edged sword. I guess it's an interesting strategy. I can see a lot of pros in it, but the cons is that when something bad happens in the name of Black Lives Matter, you can't just distance yourself now, because we don't know who it is or isn't, because you haven't told us. So you got to kind of own the bullshit.
I never thought of that. Group,
and you have smart, you know. So it's.
Can you imagine, like, not beating a dead horse here, but you know, you think about the Fauci thing for a minute, and you've got everybody on this side that believes him, everyone on this side that's this, and he just came through this whole Trump thing where he was being, you know, everything he said was like, well, it's not really real. I don't know what the Fauci's saying. It went through this whole thing, but can you imagine, like, he was, you know, available to the world without Trump's interference, and it was somebody that, like, say, like, I just think he, somebody like with his knowledge that came through, you know, HIV and all these different things that he's been, you know, infectious disease, all these things that
he created AIDS.
Well, I understand that. At least you know the answer to how to fix it, right?
You can't win. Like,
I'm just saying, there's nobody from that. Like, it's beyond it now. I feel like there's absolutely no chance for anybody to step in now and actually have everybody on every side listen and go, okay, yeah, that person's right. It's over. It's done.
Genie's out of the funny box. Because I'm not on Facebook very often, but I was setting this Restream stuff up so we could podcast and put on my face stream or Facebook, which I don't use. I use it so I can get access to Facebook so I can take stuff off of Facebook and post on the site. So, long story short, one of my family members, my sister, shows up her Facebook thing, and I'm like, I've never seen my sister's face. I'm not on Facebook. So I clicked it. And the very first thing I clicked on was this thing about why you shouldn't believe science. And she's a born again Christian. They've huge Trump fans were, are, I don't know if they still are, caused massive issues in our family. But the point is this, is that it's everywhere. Like I find that I'm a pretty common sense individual. I like to, I believe in fact, I like to see the things before I believe them. I like to touch things to know that they're real. I need certainty when it comes to being able to speak in regards to certain subjects, this being one of them. And it fucking made me sad. It made me sad because I thought to myself, that was a human being that I actually enjoyed spending time with for probably 25 years of my life, who is completely gone, like completely not. So it doesn't matter who, my point is this, it doesn't matter who that voice of authority is. We're still going to have people that for some reason just don't want to believe that this is true. By and large, it's driven by the Bible and Jesus and religion and all that other shit, but they just don't want to believe. And there is no fighting that. There's no fight. The only thing that there is hope that they get it. And yeah. By get it, I mean, don't mean get it up here. Hope that they get the virus. Hope that they get sick. Hope that they, they fucking can't breathe without the help of a ventilator before they go.
I got two inhalers.
Oh, Dean, is your sister a COVID denier? She doesn't think it's real or something.
I can't speak to it because we don't talk about it. I just see the things that I saw what she posted. I've had lots of conversations with my family about, you know, the things that she believes, very antithetical to anything I believe, very, very fucking antithetical to anything I believe. It's all Jesus, God, you know, Bill Gates sucks, like all that stuff, all of it, like the trimmings of Q and what it offered people. Like she fucking believes that. And when I grew up, you know, with her, I used to make fun of her because I didn't think she was that smart. I called her Mallory from Family Ties. If you ever watch the show, Mallory is incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
So I call my sister Mallory all the time.
Niles in London.
It's amazing your relationship is falling apart.
But I don't blame her. I blame misinformation, which is why I've got such a fucking boner for it, which leads me to my next question for Brent. I've had a real issue with WandaVision.
And I watched it last night. I'm not moved by it.
Here we go. Here have we go. All
hands up if we've seen, are we up to date with no, Chris, you're not, you're out. No WandaVision for you. Darren, you've watched it. James, you don't have cable out in the sticks.
No, well, what is it on, HBO or something?
Disney.
Oh, Disney, I have Disney.
It's on the CBC right after Rocket Robin Hood.
Disney Plus.
I have the Rocket Robin Hood DVD set.
There you go. Okay. That's what we want to see, that shit.
So, Locke, you've seen three episodes. You and I are in agreement. We've tweeted about it. It's a fucking hot mess, this show. I can't put it together. It is like Happy Days if I dropped 5 tabs of acid and then watched a Happy Days marathon.
Ah, shit, that's what I forgot to do.
Maybe drop I should acid.
So why?
Somebody send me acid, please.
It is literally, there's laugh tracks. The first two episodes were fucking black and white. There's
the dialogue's really stilted too.
There's some magic.
Have you watched a sitcom from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s? Because that's what you're gonna get. It's gonna go in that order. I'm just saying it's built, designed in that she's created an alt. Okay, I'm not gonna dumb it down. We're gonna dumb it down tonight because Chris Machete, my co-host, he's also in the MCU as an actual character. He's
that far in.
However,
very radio.
Yeah.
However, well, you know, I got, there's like some radio guys on here, you know, I'm learning, I'm going here. Right. Okay. If you watch the Avengers, Vision dead, she's devastated.
Yeah.
She's created an alternate universe of what she thinks life, like her dream life. And we're going to leave it at that. Tonight. Okay, you'll
So the first three episodes of WandaVision are all in her, in a construct that she's created through her superpowers.
I'm getting that sense because when reality tries to rear its ugly head, you get that kind of interrupted thing. Okay.
And it all comes together in the next episode. So not of the Kids in an Escalator podcast heard Tuesday nights on this network. However, on Friday night on the WandaVision episode 4, but we're going to break it down. We're calling it the Dumb Down. Tonight.
Dumb Down.
We're calling it the Dumb Down.
I need it because I love MCU and I was expecting her to force field the shit out of guys in the face. Stand I was by. Expecting Paul stand Bettany down and
stand
to
back or whatever the fuck it is.
Stand by, Proud Boys, stand by, and
you got to stand back and stand down. Come to one division.
I was expecting Vision to invade people's thoraxes and explode them from the inside. I was expecting all kinds of action. There's no fucking action. There's no nothing. Listen. It's like Marvel. It's a Marvel Listen. Nothing. It's just garbage.
Well, you're gonna learn something tonight because I'm telling you, they wouldn't put as much money into it and consult all the people they have to turn it into this masterpiece, quote unquote, that it is.
Whatever.
Without
says.
Having some patience to.
That's
to,
what everybody says when they don't know what you're they're gonna talking wait it out. About. No, that's what everybody says when they don't know what they're talking about. You know what they say? They say you gotta wait. You gotta see what happens. I don't think you know what's happening either.
I'm with you. I'm actually with you. Chris has the backstory more than I do. He's supposed to be on this show, but I'm telling you, he's going to break it down.
Spent a lot of money on season two of True Detective as well.
Oh, look at Darren making
that didn't go so good. So the amount of money that gets spent doesn't necessarily convince me there, bro.
Yeah.
Water
World. What was the plan? Vince Vaughn a plan.
Water World. Yeah. Right.
I'm still going to watch it. I'm still going to watch
Dennis Hopper.
I am too, because I want to see it to fruition. Like knowing that it's a dream, I'm slightly more interested in it now because it's just, I wish it hadn't started like this because it seems like a massive waste of time. Like I've invested 3 hours into the show. No one has been killed yet.
I'll say
that's a problem for me.
It's kind of like,
I'll save my overall thoughts for tonight's podcast, but yeah,
there you go.
This is coming.
You'll
from
have
a guy
somebody
with,
way smarter than me for that. I can break down music and wrestling.
I have very little knowledge of that world though. Like I don't watch any of those shows. So this is
the thing.
Like,
my co-host used to draw for DC and Marvel and can definitely help you with that. So
okay, good. Good. Good
on that.
I wonder if there'll ever be a Wayne Gretzky comic book, Dean.
Great Let's question. Hope. It Let's is hope. The great, great one. 60th birthday today, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne
Gretzky. That was like, a very radio that, thing, James.
Thank if you. Got, I'm learning from you guys.
Great segue.
Was very, very radio.
If you grew up in the 80s, 90s, Wayne Gretzky was hard to believe what he was doing. It was hard to believe as you watched him.
Oh, stop it.
That is That's weird, old school. Very rare.
He's the greatest hockey player to ever play the game. I've wasted tens of thousands of dollars on Gretzky memorabilia, which caused me great consternation in my former relationship. As a matter of fact, once she said to me, "You love Wayne Gretzky more than you like me," and my answer to her was, "No shit." Yeah, that's incredible.
No.
Stop.
No. He Why? Played well. They played well.
Why?
They listen, Doug Flutie.
I'm ready to go.
They need Doug Flutie.
I just before we get to it, I'm going to take you through a couple of records that Wayne Gretzky has that will never be broken. He's got the most Art Ross trophies as the NHL leading scorer, 10. Most Agreed. Goals in a season, anybody? Anybody know that stat?
92.
Most goals in, correct, 92 goals in a season. Most assists in a season ever?
163. I was going to say 159.
163, 85-86 season. To put that in perspective, the player who finished second that year in points had 141 points. That was Mario. He had 163 assists. He had 22 more assists than the next closest guy had points.
Mario had to take smoke breaks, though.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? most professional goals in a career, 1,072. Most assists in a career, 1,963. Most Hart trophies, 9. Most career points, 2,857. Put that in your fucking brain for a second. 3,000 fucking points in 20 years of hockey. 3,000 points. Most consecutive 200-point seasons. He had three of them. Three. He had a 51-point game streak. He had a 50 goals and 39 game streak. And he is the greatest hockey player of all time. And he turned 60 years old today. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Darren Pfeiffer's written a song. It's called Wayne Gretzky, The Only Man I'd Have Sex With.
When did you write this, Darren?
I wrote this in like, I don't know, 2000.
I swear to God, I played this when you first released it on Power in Winnipeg. Yeah,
probably did.
On a few radio stations around the world, when there was a guitar around and someone would bring it up, I'd be like, "All right, I'll play it."
FTN too. We used to play.
It's called "The Only Man I'd Have Sex With." and it stands today. He's 16. He's gross, but I'd still do it. I would. You'd have to. You'd almost have to. If Wayne came at you at a bar and was like, you want to go down on me?
I'd be like, okay.
I go, you're Wayne Gretzky.
I've partied with him before. I can guarantee you won't do that.
He'd probably just do it in a piece of bread anyways. He's a hockey player, right?
Yeah. Probably just comes in bread.
Okay. Here we go.
Try this cookie.
Ookie cookie.
Wayne Gretzky. The only man I'd have sex with, Wayne Gretzky. I would be intimate with Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of sexy, Wayne Gretzky. I wonder what he looks like naked. Oh, I wonder what it would be like to have sex with the great one. Oh, I wonder what it would be like to have sex with the league's leading scorer, Wayne Gretzky. I know he's a married man, but maybe he would be attracted to me, Darren Pfeiffer. I'm a stupid American boy, Wayne Gretzky. A very handsome Canadian man. Oh, I wonder what it would be like to have sex with the great one. Oh, I wonder what it would be like to have sex with the league's leading scorer, Wayne Gretzky. I love you, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. That's it.
Nice work, Darren. Nice work.
And we'd still take him in Vancouver for our fourth line.
We got to number one in Bangladesh.
Number one in Bangladesh? That's huge.
Huge on the charts.
Happy birthday, Wayne Gretzky, guys. Thanks for doing this. Big thanks to Chris Bodden for stepping in today. You can follow Chris at Big Chris Radio. Is that your Twitter handle, Big Chris Radio?
Chris with a K, yeah, on all formats.
On all formats. His podcast is great. It's called Big Chris Live. Does a great job. He had Humble Howard on there a couple weeks ago. It was a fucking great interview.
Oh, how's Humble? How's Humble doing?
He's good. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, I don't know what else to say other than good, you know? Fucking Howard, man. You know him. He's good.
Yeah. He's fine. Anyway, it's a great podcast. You can get it anywhere you get my podcast, including DeanBlundell.com. Kids on the Escalator will be live tonight at DeanBlundell.com with Brenton on Tour and Chris Machete, where they'll go over WandaVision in detail. Not like we just butchered it and made fun of it, but they like it. And I'm looking forward to the podcast, and we'll join you for that tonight. Thanks, Brent, for doing that. I appreciate it. Darren Pfeiffer from the rock and roll band Goldfinger and the Dangerous Darren Show, which you can get at Adobe Radio and DeanBlundell.com, at Darren99 on Twitter. Great job with the tune, by the way. I don't know if we all thanked you enough, but thank you for performing for us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
James DeFiore, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
I know it's hilarious. You were the voice of reason today, but whatever.
Hey, go for
it. Hey, Locke. He's like, guys, I don't know if we should do this, guys.
Oh, no. You know what I wanted to say to Lachlan? I noticed in the last podcast, you got fangs.
Oh, yeah. Right? I got total.
You're like the most affable looking vampire I've ever seen in my life. Like,
I've got total trailer trash teeth, eh? Like, single mom. Yeah, it was
Ricky's
too late.
Gay teeth.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got.
I've got single mom teeth.
Yeah.
You got Surrey, British Columbia teeth?
Crazy. How did you know?
Lachlan Cross. And James, by the way, blackballmedia.ca. Check him out. He's got a new great new blog on there called The Hate, Why We Hate Dean. What's it called again?
The Hate That Hate Made.
The Hate That Hate Made. Yeah, that's it. It talks about how hate made hate, and then everybody hates each other, and we don't get it. It's
that's
fucking
like a guy
brilliant.
That hasn't read it. You know, it's about hate. You know, a lot of hate.
No, I read it. I read everything that I put up. I have to. And Lachlan Cross Cruise 95.7 FM in Edmonton, morning guy. You can follow him at Lachlan Cross on Twitter. Great job. Really appreciate you doing this. Great job with the fucking mouth.
Little bass piano. I was a little worried about playing because I didn't want to drown out the guitar because these mics cut everything out. But yeah. We'll anytime you need face piano on the pod, just let me know. I'll pull it out. I'm that guy.
I think we've got to
play
something
on that.
You can see Darren's face. He was just like, the harmonica's a little loud, don't you think?
Fucking harmonica players. They're the most annoying.
But we got bagpipes didn't make an appearance.
Jesus. No shit. That needs Chris to has happen. Chris has bagpipes literally right next to him. So I'm thinking that we maybe put together some kind of fucked up band.
Do you guys need a rapper? I know a rapper.
Yeah, dope ass rapper.
Get someone as to long play as Kelly, music. As long as we can get managed by Kellyanne Conway, that's all I
Let's
ask.
Just name the band Kellyanne Conway. Like,
what oh, how about Kellyanne Cuntway? That's
but okay.
That's a great. You know that's a great.
That is a great name for a band. That's it. That's our new band name. Yeah. You're on.
I
harmonica.
Smell merch.
You're
I
on
smell
harmonica.
Merch.
I'm on. I'm a lead singer.
The merch would go through the roof. We'd sell hundreds and thousands.
Kellyanne Cuntway.
The logo is just fucking is make of Skeletor. We could do. Would say it's Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, we could do that. We could grab Lachlan's teeth and put them in there.
Yeah,
with the bag.
We could get Chris's like 4,000 foot dick and put it lasso her with it. Right?
No, she could wear it around her neck like a boa,
and have her tail be that big piece of shit that Lachlan got a picture of back in Alberta.
And apparently, Darren's gonna hate.
I should go look that up.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I love how this ended and began. It's the best. There you go.
We're going to get canceled. Bye.
You're all good. Thanks, guys. There you go. The Tuesday Roundtable with Darren Lachlan, Brent, Chris, myself, and the lovely James D. Fiore. That's good. That's fun. Huh? Oh, you're still here. Thanks to our friends at Blue. Blue microphones. Greatest microphone on the planet. You want one. They're the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com. I'm using the Blue Yeti X right now. I have a hard time saying that. Blue Yeti X. It's the blue and then the Y, the sometimes vowel. It starts. It's hard to say Blue Yeti X. But that's what I use. Everybody should use one, too. USB mic. It's got a built-in compressor. You can plug your whole gear into this thing, and you're free to go, sir. That's how it works. The professional equipment you need to be able to do a good job. Blue microphones, the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com. These headphones are great too. We've got a couple of really good selections on headphones. Go check them out. Thanks to our friends at Ed's Fine Imports. His Gitch, get it on yourself. You can get four pairs for the price of three right now when you use promo code GITCH3. Go to edsfineimports.com and do it. Luxury underwear. You've never worn anything like this stuff. It's incredible. Boxer briefs with the pouch in the front. Gitch is the name of it. Branded underwear. Luxury all around yourself. Holding your stuff in. edsfineimports.com. Our friends at Domination. Listen, if you put content together and you're a podcaster, broadcaster, or you like to edit stuff, DMNTN.com. Check them out. You can produce like 100 pieces of content in 10 minutes. It's unreal. So check it out. Official software of DeanBlundell.com, DMNTN.com, Domination. Dominate with your content today. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening as well. You can get us at It's Dean Blundell on Twitter. You can look for us on Instagram and Facebook as well. And if I'm not finished, you can sign up for a newsletter at DeanBlundell.com. Have a great day, everybody. We appreciate you. Bye.